Well, I'm not going to talk about the tidal marsh in general, but the salt bearing a very special feature of the tidal marsh in Florida. You can see this is a picture taken from, toward the forest. In other words, the high marsh at the very end of the adjacent to the tree, and then your foreground is toward the sea. And then you can see there's a barren, we call it a salt barren there, just like a highway there. Okay. The first time I saw this thing, I saw, maybe somebody had a road or something. It's completely called barren. So I asked the local people, what is this? They say, this is a salt barren. So, this is a aerial photo showing that the salt barren actually is a common feature in that area. You can see that the white border of the salt barren, the pink shade actually is the forest, and then the blue one are the marshes. However, there's a fringe of high marsh actually bordering the forest. So you can see this is a general feature that in the estuary. So, since it's called salt barren, so I immediately determined the pore water salinity, and you can see the distance from the sea, which is zero, toward the high marsh. And you can see at the salt barren, the salinity is extremely high. Of course, it changes over time, but the general, it has this pattern. So immediately there's a question that I ask myself, how does this salt actually can be maintained in such a narrow, rise and down, in such a narrow range, only about 20 meters. And then both sides, they are lush marshes. So really, what kind of force that confine and maintain this, salt concentration in there? I determined the surface temperature of the salt barren and the high marsh, which is close to forest, and the middle marsh, which is toward the sea. And you can see that the salt barren has higher temperature, sometimes about 5 degrees higher than the vegetated surface. And of course, the increase of temperature increased the evaporation. And that will explain one of the reasons that the salt been accumulated in there. And I also determined the groundwater level. Of course, this will change too. However, a general pattern is preserved like this. In other words, under the salt barren, there's a trough, something like a trough in there, lower groundwater. And obviously, this was because of the evaporation that make this kind of trough, and this kind of trough will increase the salt water into that trough, so increase the salt content in that trough. So if you put this thing together, you can see something happened. If under certain condition that the salt increase about 40 parts per thousand, then almost all kind of the vegetation cannot survive in there. So, but we do the simulation using everything that we know to do the simulation. The salt still cannot the salt will accumulate up to about 50 ppt, but not as high as like 140, 160. So anyway, I'm not going to report here, but one of my colleagues that did a simulation of this, and if we include the positive enforcement of the barren of the bare surface, increase of temperature and the trough and everything, it could reach that high. So the salt barren actually is a sequence event. First, the tidal action create a salinity maximum somewhere close to the high marsh, reach to that level 40 to 60, then the vegetation start to thin out. And then when the vegetation start to thin out, then the temperature, the surface temperature will be increased, and then will develop that trough, and then that will increase the salt input, and then will concentrate those salt in there. So if this positive feedback cycle continues, will create a maximum of the 160 parts per thousand, where no vegetation can survive. So this is a formation of the salt bearing. Well, so what about this? Okay, we know how this salt bearing been formed. Now, this salt bearing formation will tell us two things. First, this only can form in a tidal dominate place like Mississippi River. It cannot be because the estuary, the salinity will never exceed 15 ppt. Second, if you don't have enough of the sunlight like Florida, so you cannot form this salt bearing. So from this we predict that any other river dominate estuary cannot form salt bearing. Any place above South Carolina cannot form salt bearing. And also since this is maintained by the tidal action, so this is an active process. In other words, tidal action actually maintains the salt bearing. When if there's no tidal action, then the rainwater will actually completely dilute the whole thing, and the salt bearing will come back again. So, I take a look on the soil organic matter profile of the salt bearing. Under the salt bearing, there's a void of the soil organic matter because this, soil organic matter is the balance between the input and the decomposition. There's a void. There's no soil organic matter under the salt bearing. Now, if you can see that the high marsh, there's accumulation of the organic matter. If you see the middle marsh, there's accumulation of the organic matter. The interesting thing is that this profile kind of slant toward the land side, indicating the seawater is rising. If the seawater stops rising, this line should be straight. Okay, this line should be straight, and the salt bearing will be always there. If the seawater retrieved, then this line, these two lines will slant the other way. So this is an indication of the sea level changes. And also not only this, since the salt bearing is maintained by the active tidal action, so it will actually move along with the sea level. In other words, this implies that this side, the salt bearing at the close to the forest, it actually is the youngest one. Okay, the salt bearing at here is the oldest one, and beyond this point, okay, there's a new marsh being created. So there's this is the youngest salt bearing. This is the oldest salt bearing, and this is the youngest vegetated middle marsh, and then it gradually this age. So as you can picture this, as sea level, getting rise up, you can see the salt bearing move above, and then then the next question is that. What is the age difference between these two edge? So I try to date this. Okay, there are many ways to do that. Okay, one is that you locate some of the trees stumps, because those trees cannot survive the salinity. So those are forests, the old forest. So if you can locate the tree stump at the two edges, you do the radiocarbon dating, then you can date this, and we found some some of the stump, okay. The lower edge dated, of course, you only have to date on the outermost bark of it, about 400 years. And then the other side, the younger one, is about, they die about 300 years ago. So the two edge difference actually 135 years. And you calculate during that 135 years, that soil variance moved approximately 0.2 millimeter per year. Also, you can use another way, okay. We found that there's a Civil War salt pond that that during the Yankee occupied Jacksonville, they have to manufacture salt over there. And immediately there's a question, if you want to manufacture salt, of course you want to dig something in here, you don't want to dig over there. So, in other words, implying during that time, the salt bearing actually is in here, around here. So we found that actually the salt bearing has been moved about 30 meters. And then, you know, we calculate from the Civil War until when I took that picture, about 0.5 millimeter per year too. So this also proved that the carbon dating is the same. And also we can see from the aerial photo, again, this is 1951 and 1997, and it moved about 8 meter. Only in the marsh so flat of this thing can reveal such a 2 centimeter of the movement of the sea level actually can translate to about 3 to 8 meter. So you can see this very clearly. Anyway, in conclusion, the formation of soil bearing is a certain combination of the tidal salinity and the climate condition, as I say. Now, formation of the soil bearing create a gradient of soil organic matter depletion and the creation in the marshes, and that give us a good chronologically record of the marsh in there. They are already there for 100 years. So anyway, I think this is quite interesting. If anybody want to study this particular marsh formation and everything, this is the place to study. Thank you.